When we think of the feast of the Christmas season, I find it striking that right after our Lord's Nativity, we celebrate the death of the first martyr, and then we usually celebrate, if it's not the Sunday, the feast day of St. John the Evangelist, who spent the latter years of his life in exile on the island of Patmos. And then today we celebrate the slaughter of the innocents. It's strange, isn't it, that subsequent to the Nativity celebration, each of the days that follow, at one way or another, point to the reality of our engagement in the world with the reality of evil. St. Thomas Aquinas said that evil is the absence of the good. But it's not only the absence of the good, it's the absence of the good that potentially should be there. Now think about this in relation to King Herod. He was a ruler. He was one who was entrusted with an authority that was to serve the common good. For indeed, we see repeatedly in Holy Scripture that this is the vocation and the call of those who govern. Psalm 72 is one of the clearest expressions of this, where it says that God's dominion is to be from sea to sea, and that those who are entrusted with earthly power are to use that to care for the orphan, for the poor, and to seek the justice of those who are most disadvantaged. Of course, in Herod, we see the exact opposite. We see in Herod the one who, rather than doing the good, perpetrates a most horrific evil. In the second reading from the Office of Readings for today, there is this very insightful comment made about King Herod. And the writer of this is, in a sense, speaking directly to King Herod. "You, Herod, destroy those who are tiny in body because fear is destroying your heart." You destroy those who are tiny in body, Herod, because fear is destroying your heart. We can see down through history one tyrant after another who has used his position in order to inflict such hardship on the world because their own lives are governed by fear. We see this clearly at play in today's gospel. When you listen again to some of the verbs that St. Matthew uses, the angel says to Joseph, "Get up, take the child, and flee to Egypt." Of Herod, we are told that because he had felt that he'd been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated. And when the quote from Jeremiah is used in reference to what happened in Bethlehem, we're told that there is wailing and loud lamentation. In a world like this, these are always verbs that are at play, because evil is for real. Evil is a given. But what we want to celebrate and affirm is that the light always shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome the light. And of course, the place where this finds its most applicable outworking is in your life and in my life. And that's where we come to our first reading from the first letter of St. John. For John wants us to hear again that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. And as we take to heart the call to examine our own lives, to see those places perhaps where we, like Herod, are allowing for our hearts to be governed by fear, It's at that very place where God wants to work and to bring about a greater liberation. But of course, we have to hear what John says when he says we cannot deceive ourselves. Sin affects each one of us. Sins of omission, those things that we omit to do, and those sins of commission, those things that we truly do commit that are contrary to the will of God. And the grace of what it is to be the community of the faithful is that we pray, the freedom to be honest with how sin does affect our lives, how there are times when we too are governed by fear. But when we allow the love of God to displace that fear, listen now to two nouns that St. John uses in his reading to refer to us. He begins by calling us beloved. And then at verse 7, he refers to us as my little children. In a world of tyrants, in a world that is so often governed by fear, we want to hear these words spoken deeply into our heart, that we are the beloved ones. We are the little children amongst whom God truly is working. And let me end my homily with this reflection. What we see in Jesus, in what seem to be these random events where a wild tyrant kills little children, is actually part of the purposes of God. Because just as Moses had been saved from Pharaoh in order to call the people of God out of Egypt, so too Jesus is saved by a tyrant. And he will come from Egypt, and he will be the new Moses in order to proclaim the gospel of salvation. We can often feel that the world is random, that the events that happen seem senseless. But when we see the story of salvation and understand the purposes of God, we can affirm that in Christ Jesus, there is no darkness. He is pure light. And the more that we live in the light, the more we will know in a world like this that we are little children who are beloved, and that Jesus wants to move our hearts from fear to trust. We ask for the Holy Innocents to pray for us.